From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkish fighter jets carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group. A foreign ministry statement said the aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against the Islamic State. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack Islamic State positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. Turkey later granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad for an unscheduled visit and talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. Rice's talks are expected to touch on the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi and Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's peace negotiations with the Taliban. A suspect is under arrest in Thailand in connection with last week's bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. A police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of Bangkok after police found possible bomb-making materials in an apartment he had rented. Bangkok's police commissioner says that the suspect is carrying a Turkish passport, but his identity could be false. Authorities are also seeking a second suspect. This